The show is... Diction lessons. Reading lessons. How does Anthony afford them? How does he continue? He doesn't. But boy, wouldn't it be great if he had some so he wouldn't fuck things up all the time, you may ask? Well, there's a great way that you can help make that happen. Patreon.com/WeHaveConcerns.
Can I go, Anthony, a new mouth.
Can I go 15 seconds? Seriously, 15 seconds without fucking up? No, what would be considered a dry good?
Nuts, I guess. Nuts.
Anything else?
Just nuts. That's the only thing.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. This story comes to us from A. Tomlinson 89 on the subreddit. Thank you so much for sending that in.
A. Tomlinson.
Just getting better and better.
Yeah.
Every episode. You're really
killing
it.
It's like he's got the Fonz thing going on.
No, I get what you're doing.
One of my favorite jokes of all time was from A. Whitney Brown. He used to say, I'm A. Whitney Brown. Someday I hope to be the Whitney Brown. He always started his stand-up with that. I like that.
Hearing that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Hearing that I like that joke.
Hearing that is a joke that you've always liked makes a lot of sense
to
me.
That's a good one.
A. Tomlinson.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Tomlinson, but A.
Someday.
Tomlinson.
Yeah.
Sent in this story about a woman trying to sell her pet bison.
Her pet, excuse me, I think you said bison.
I did.
Meant to say cat?
No, this
or
is a
dog?
This is
pet
this
bison? You know how big bison are? So I thought you I think you said bison? You meant to say
no, this is a woman, Karen Shove in Dallas, Texas.
Bicycle? He meant to say bicycle.
She owns a bison.
Bicycle?
Named Bullet. Bullet the bison.
A bison.
Yeah.
The large cow-like animal that
buffalo,
is not a
buffalo cow. Yes.
A buffalo cow.
They evolved from cows into buffaloes into bison, if my Pokemon has taught me anything.
Yeah.
It's a land type, grass type.
Yeah, definitely a grass type.
But no, this is a... she is.
Are you allowed to own a bison as a pet?
I think... well, here's the trick. You're allowed to own a bison.
Are you?
Yeah, sure, you're allowed to own a bison.
Does she have a farm?
You and I probably couldn't own a bison.
Because we don't have a farm.
Because we don't live on land. We live in the
we live in the sky.
We live in a beautiful place called Hollywood.
Yeah.
That is up in the clouds.
Although there are bison around here, aren't there bison like at a you can like go visit them.
Oh, dude, you can't walk down the street here without seeing a bison.
That's what they say about Hollywood.
That's what they say. Hollywood.
Walk down Hollywood Boulevard. You'll see the stars and the bison.
Yeah, that's what people come here for.
Yeah.
People get off the bus. You go, oh, you're here from out of town. What did you come here for? Two things they'll say to you.
Mm-hmm. I want to see a movie star.
Yep.
And then number two, hoping to run into a bison.
Really hoping to run into a bison. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And if I could run into like Matt Damon riding a bison.
I mean, that's just two birds with one stone is what that is.
I mean, and then we have so much more free time for the rest of the week to do other things.
Yeah.
Because we really got to get those two things out of the way.
I got to stack my activities like that.
The only Matt Damon impression I can think of to do is the one from Team America. That's all anybody can think of when they try to do Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon on a bison.
but this woman, Karen, has had this bison for a very long time. She doesn't live on a farm. She lives on land. She's not a farmer.
Does she live in a, like, it was in her house? The bison was in her house?
Yeah, she's had, she lives on 3 acres across from a golf course and a country club.
Well, 3 acres is a lot of land.
Yeah, and she's just, she's actually a court reporter.
Oh.
Yeah, Karen Shove is a court reporter who just had a baby bison on her land one day, and that bison stuck around for 5 years, and that bison is Bullet.
She just found a baby bison. That sounds suspicious to me.
Yeah.
Someone just left in a basket with a bow on
it. Sounds suspicious to Mr. and Mrs. David Bison as well.
That's
who have
right.
been looking for their child for the last 5 years.
Child has been missing. They were in court one day, and that woman who took down everything they said
this is a changeling.
Suspicious.
This is a changeling situation is what they'll tell you.
Yeah.
Because they
went to court.
They
gave
a child.
A statement.
Their child clearly is a human.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is not my baby. This is not my baby.
But no one believes them.
No one believes them.
Because the court records that
because
they ordered.
Because that's what a changeling situation is. Look it up.
Yeah.
That's what we mean.
And the court records that they ordered I don't have anything to the effect of what they said they said.
No, they are just gibberish.
It's all just gibberish.
It's although at one
as
point...
As if a bison can't speak human language. It's,
at one point in the middle, it just goes... It goes off from the testimony into, like, one day. One day I'll own a bison. And that bison will be my friend. I'm going to name that bison Karen.
Yeah.
And it'll walk around on my land. Why? What good is having all this land? I got no kids. I got no husband. Got no bison.
Yeah. It's an odd case... The records indicate it being a very odd case.
Yeah.
No one remembers it going that way, but the records indicate very odd.
All we have to go by are the records.
I mean, we gotta believe
the
records.
Human memory is imperfect.
Yeah. You know what is perfect?
Court records. Yeah. So Karen's had this bison for 5 years. The bison, bullet comes into the house, is house trained.
What? No, it is not. I call bullshit. I call bison shit on this.
I tried to stop it. I tried it, but I was so angry. You saw in my face how angry I was.
Yeah.
And it actually, like, it rose up.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you can feel an anger, when you can feel yourself turning red?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened when I knew that you were going to say bison shit. And it paralyzed me. I couldn't say anything.
But I still, I mean, literally don't believe that she's house trained.
Bullet is house trained. Bullet will not go to the bathroom in the house. Bullet does have a problem with tracking mud in the house, though.
Mm-hmm.
Bullet likes to stare at the aquarium, just watch the fish. If Karen puts any flowers in the house, Bullet will eat them. And Bullet just hangs out, just generally is like around.
Okay.
The problem is Bullet has gotten too big. Karen is not a farmer. She's a court reporter. She's gone all day.
Yeah. Oh, that's tough. That's tough when you don't, you know, you don't, you're
not
around.
It's tough for a single court reporter to take care of a bison these days.
It really is.
So she tried to, 3 months ago, she tried to put the bison on Craigslist.
Oh, as one does.
Yeah. She put on, one buffalo cow for sale, $5,950, cash only, no trades.
$5,950 for a house trained bison?
That might be the going rate for a bison. If you think about how large a bison is and how few bison there are. Especially house-trained bison?
House-trained. I mean, how house-trained, though? It eats all the flowers.
That's just hilarious.
It intimidates the fish.
That's just funny cartoon hijinks.
It's really the poop that we're most concerned with.
Yeah, as long as the bison's not shitting in the house, I think everything's fine.
$5,965, that's what you said?
50, sorry.
Oh.
65 would be a little exorbitant, I think.
Okay, yeah, let's keep it reasonable. there's no way someone buys this bison and doesn't eat it, right? That's the only way that someone wants a bison?
I think somebody would have to buy it because they raise livestock, yes, and it would be somebody who
would be eaten. So she knows that she's selling this thing to be eaten.
I think so, and the thing is there are no takers.
She
put it up on Craigslist. Surprisingly, nobody in the Metro Dallas-Fort Worth area is really looking for a bison.
And it's odd that Craigslist has a bison category.
Yeah, well, it has bison for bison.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's just like, you know.
Bison misconnections.
Lonely bison looking for other bison.
Yeah.
Hey, me, bison, grazing.
Yeah.
On grass.
Yeah.
In the park. You, also bison, also grazing. On grass, in the park.
We lingered for 3 to 4 hours as you slowly sauntered by. I know you saw me. I saw you too.
If you can figure out this keyboard. It took me a while. Please get back to me.
I would like to make many gestures of romance toward you.
Like,
but I keep
chewing grass.
I keep eating them.
Yeah, Craigslist not a great place to meet bison or sell bison.
No, it turns out no.
Craigslist
Strange.
Is not a great place for anything. I think we all know that.
That's true. It's odd that as a court reporter, she wouldn't know that.
Ever since they removed the weird sex stuff from Craigslist, I think those were literally the only people that were getting anything worthwhile out of Craigslist.
That's true.
Have you ever tried to buy or sell something on Craigslist?
I've sold several things on Craigslist, actually. I have.
It's a fucking hassle, though.
It's a hassle. It's almost always a little weird, like the people who buy stuff from me. I want to know where all the people like me are. Like, it's only one side of any transaction is a normal person.
Yeah.
So normal people never meet normal people on Craigslist.
Yeah, either the weird person is selling something.
Yeah.
Or a weird person comes to buy something.
Exactly.
But somebody, like, look to your left, look to your right. If you are not the normal person in this Craigslist transaction.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, if you see a normal person.
If you see a normal person.
You're not it.
Yeah, it's funny because my wife is she's a frugal type.
Mm-hmm.
She's smart with the money.
Right.
That's her whole thing.
So you're thinking of actually getting a bison for the house?
Well, I'm thinking about selling her for a better wife on Craigslist. One that lets me buy more random bullshit.
Yeah.
No, she's the sort of person where, like, if I'm getting rid of something and I'm like, I'm just gonna toss this or I'm gonna donate it. She'll be like, well, why don't you sell it on Craigslist? You can probably get like $35 for it. I'm like, cool, and I'll just hang out here all day while the weirds come by to poke and prod my gaming mouse.
Yeah.
No. No.
I'm sort of in her camp, though.
I'm gonna toss it into the sea before I fucking do that with my day.
No, not me. I gotta get something. I gotta get something. Not even money. I gotta either feel like I'm donating it to a good. I can't just throw something in the garbage. There's value to this thing.
I don't throw it in the garbage. I just go to like Goodwill or Salvation Army. I put it in a box. They hand me a receipt,
yeah.
And I just say that I write down that I exchanged a private Learjet. And I write off $10.3 million on my taxes.
Well done. No one will ever know.
Listen, they gave me the receipt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's up to them to fill it out. If they're going to get lazy, I'm going to claim that I found the Hope Diamond or I traded it in, you know? Yeah.
As one does.
What did you trade in? Monet's water lilies?
Mm-hmm. It all tracks.
It all tracks.
Yeah.
You don't even need to be a cat burglar.
No.
That's an unnecessary step.
It is. All you got to do is just get some blank Goodwill receipts.
It's all bookkeeping.
And it's
this
gold.
Is what we keep coming back to. It's all record keeping.
Yeah. Ask you the court reporter. She knows.
If you control the records, you control reality.
Yeah.
And now the U.S. government owes me $10.3 million because I'm a very charitable person.
You are the most charitable, it turns out.
No, but I will. I'll drop off a box and donate it, but I won't. If I can't get like $100, I think $100 is probably my threshold to begin dealing with Craigslist and eBay. And it's not like I'm flush with cash. I'm not fucking making it rain.
Right.
I can't imagine sitting in my house fielding emails and weird text messages and waiting for Craigslist people who never come by.
You just value your time less.
Yeah, I don't care. I would rather leave the fucking thing on my porch and hope somebody takes it.
There's also this weird dance of Craigslist that is I can't put it up for the price. You're not going to offer me the price I put it up for, so I'm going to have to put it up for a little bit more than the price I want to sell it for so that we can talk down to the price.
Or I'm going to put up 18 things that are each worth $1,000 and then one thing that's worth $5 and list the whole thing as $5.
Right. Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's Craigslist is a fucking cesspool. It's more of a cesspool now than it was when it had the weird sex stuff. Because then it was a sex pool that you could understand. Mm. I'm going to a strange room to meet a person who might be lying about who they are in every single possible way.
And that's what I want in this situation, because we're having the sex anonymously.
Maybe.
Yeah. But when it comes to selling bison...
No, just give me my $5,950 cash.
Yeah.
Don't show up 30 minutes late and tell me you only have $5,700 on you.
I mean, that's just tactics. That's just bison.
I don't
want to
play these bison
tactics.
Games with you.
You don't want to play any more bison games?
No more bison games. That was the planned sequel to the Ben Affleck movie.
Yeah, bison games.
Yeah, because they really thought Reindeer Games was going to take off.
There's going to be a whole franchise of endangered woodland animals games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I would have gone to see them all. I think it's a much more charming movie than people give it credit for.
I never saw it, and I'm probably the problem. I understand that.
Wow.
You gotta admit sometimes when you're wrong, and I was wrong.
Honestly, there are some things in it that don't make sense that the sequel really would have wrapped up, and I think that's the biggest issue with it. Did you ever try to have a strange or exotic pet?
I don't like pets. I don't want pets. I have no desire for pets.
You're not a pet person?
No!
You love my dog.
I love your dog. I love other people's dogs. I love visiting pets. I think pets are awesome for other people. I don't want them.
The way you're talking is exactly the way I feel about children.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so good with kids. Love kids. I think kids are wonderful.
Right.
I love every single kid I see. Do you know why?
Because
they're not around me all the fucking time.
Yeah.
I don't have to pull gum out of a kid's hair or change a diaper or like explain logical things to a child.
Yeah, but you're willing to put a plastic glove on your hand and reach down and pick up your dog's feces.
Yeah, I got a plastic glove on.
Yeah.
And he's a little dog. It's like, it's honestly kind of adorable.
It's not. There's no time in which, well, I'm about to have a kid. I can't say it's not going to be adorable.
Yeah, get ready, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You never had, did you have pets growing up?
No, I was not allowed to have pets. I had a couple of fish, and then they promptly killed themselves.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point...
Yeah, they killed themselves.
They leapt out of their thing. They leapt out of their tanks, man.
Were you talking to them? What were you talking to them about?
I just wanted them to hear some of my stories.
I was reading my poetry to them. All right, listen up, fish. I'm going to read to you from my dream diary again. God,
he's going to read to us again.
Because this last night was really weird, and I think it means something.
All right. Bubbles, I can't take this again.
I was here at the house.
I can't take this
but
again.
But it wasn't the house.
No, man, you can't. Don't do it.
It was the house, but it also was a Chuck E. Cheese ball pit.
Oh, man, I'm
sorry.
We
were all okay with that.
Listen, I love you.
And
no!
And everybody was the same.
And I love the...
Except for the mailman.
The little diver man. And I love the chest.
Who was different, but was still the mailman.
Just remember me.
Does that make sense?
Oh, God.
I don't understand. I can't keep them from getting depressed. I keep reading to them. I keep trying to make their day better.
Sweet.
I've never had an exotic pet. I've always wanted an exotic pet, though.
What kind of exotic? I mean, how exotic are we talking? Like a snake? Are you talking about something that they sell in a pet store or something that you have to get from the black market?
Certain animals, I think, are... I'm not a big reptile person.
Right.
We have a lizard right now. We have a leopard gecko.
Right.
That's been my wife's leopard gecko for 13 years.
Mm.
So he's going to be around. And then when he's gone, I don't know, I'm not very big into reptiles as pets.
Yeah.
I don't like snakes as pets, like any lizards, any of that stuff. But I went through a really long period where I wanted a sugar glider, one of the tiny flying squirrels that you can get.
Can you get those?
You can get those.
Really?
I don't know. California is a little locked down.
Yeah.
This was before I moved to California. California won't even let you have a hedgehog. It's like, get, come on, California.
Yeah, right.
Let me have
they're the crazy people.
Yeah,
I'm not letting you have a
hedgehog. Okay, it's just a fucking hedgehog, California.
Right. Uh-huh.
What damage is it going to do? And don't explain to me once again that hedgehogs are surrounded by mild electromagnetic fields that take out traffic lights and also air traffic control equipment. We've all heard it. We're tired of hearing it. I just want a hedgehog. I'm not going to take the hedgehog to the airfield or any major intersections.
Right.
I do in my house is my own business.
I guess. I think California's in the right on this one, Anthony.
I suppose so.
You would want a flying squirrel and then somehow you would keep it in captivity and not let it fly?
They're tiny. No,
that
no,
just
no.
seems cruel.
Well, they're small. And what you do is, and this is why I eventually wound up not getting one. Here's the thing. With exotic pets, to make them genuinely happy, you have to make massive, massive changes to your home.
Fucking, I'm out.
They take a lot. Yeah, exactly.
I'm out.
So sugar glider requires.
So all you need to do to have vaulted ceilings, bring in some trees from the outdoors, have a series of nettings.
Netting. That's the thing. You do need netting. You need fabric that hangs up so it has levels. And then you need
places
to jump around. And then obviously you can't tell the sugar, the sugar glider is only a couple inches long. You can't train it to go to the bathroom in one place.
No, it's going to fly over your head and poop on you.
Yeah. It's like people with birds. When people have birds and then the birds out of the cage.
Oh, man.
Birds are the worst fucking pets.
Oh, they are. I used to date a girl whose roommate had a bird. And my God, try to get a night's sleep with a bird. You can't.
No.
It's impossible.
They don't care.
They hate you.
They're
also, it only knew the first half of the tune to the Addams Family. And so it would always go just... over and over, just whistling the first half.
Awful.
They're crazy and they're kooky. They're crazy and they're kooky. They're crazy and they're kooky. They're crazy and
birds are the worst. And they're shitting on you the whole time they're doing it.
Yeah.
One thing that I really do want, still want, is one day I hope to live on a lot of land so I can have a fennec fox. The foxes with the gigantic ears.
Why, man? Why?
They're majestic and adorable.
Ugh. No!
And they're wonderful. But you have to live on multiple acres of land, and you have to have fences that are 12 feet high and also go 6 feet into the ground because they'll burrow out and they'll go away.
Because they don't want to be with you.
No, they don't.
They have no desire to be your friend.
They're not supposed to be
or
pets.
Or your pet.
Nope.
That should tell you something.
It tells me it is the most precious pet at all.
This is exactly what Karen's point was with the bison.
But with
you're not supposed to have a bison.
No, but unlike these other things, the bison wants to be around Karen.
No, it doesn't. It just doesn't know any better. It's dumb. It's a bison.
But it keeps coming in the house.
It's looking for food. It's eating the flowers. It's staring at the fish.
Yeah, it's having a wonderful time.
It's looking to eat things. It's not...
You think it wants to eat those fish?
People anthropomorphize these things and give them intention. And all it wants... Yeah, it wants the fish. It wants to eat fish, of course.
I don't think it does. I think it just finds it soothing like anyone else. Bison likes a little white noise in an aquarium. Who are you to, refuse a bison what it wants?
I guess I should be the one feeling silly.
So you don't even like regular pets, let alone an exotic pet.
I love visiting pets. Pets are great to visit.
No, but you don't want
it. I don't have any desire for a pet. Not even a tiny shred of desire. When I was a kid, I did... Not anymore.
I can't wait for like 5 years from now when little baby Kylo looks up at you with those eyes from behind his helmet.
I know.
And says,
Dad, I'd really like a pet.
You'd really like a pet.
I think we should get me a sugar glider.
I think we should get you a sugar glider. What? What just happened?
What are you going to do when little baby Kylo?
Well, that's my wife's plan too. I always said, you know what? We're dating, first of all, and then we're getting married. You should know, I don't want pets. My wife loves pets. I said, that's one thing. I will give you anything you want.
Oh, she's waiting to outnumber you.
Yeah. And that's what she said. She goes, you know what? When our little kid is here and he's like, Daddy, I want a pet. You're going to melt and you're going to, and she doesn't realize that I can hold up to that kind of thing. I have a heart of stone when it comes to this particular.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens when Daddy Jeff becomes a real thing.
I know.
I have a feeling Daddy Jeff is more of a pushover than you think he is.
Well, we'll see. I hope not.
We'll see. I would love to know if anybody out there
has exotic pets.
Ever had a pet that just like became a pet. You know, like you know what I mean? Like this bison. Like we had an outdoor cat that kept coming around until eventually it was just our cat.
I told you about my grandfather's goose that just decided it was their pet.
No, you didn't. But
yes, I did. It terrified me. Remember?
Oh yeah. Because ducks and geese are horrible. Yes, yeah. I remember that.
It just decided it was their house was its house.
It was hissing at you because it decided it wasn't a pet, Jeff. It was deciding it was the grandchild. It was deciding it was replacing
you. Yeah, it was. It wanted to replace me. That's for sure.
That goose was trying to single white female you. Kids, ask your parents. But if anybody out there has ever had an exotic pet or has wanted an exotic pet, I would love to know what that pet is or would be.
Yeah.
Please tweet at us. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag that. Daddy Jeff, just because I'd love to see a bunch of tweets hashtag Daddy Jeff. That's
Daddy
so creepy.
Jeff. And then just Daddy Jeff and then I want a...
Yeah, Daddy Jeff, I want a blank. And hey, you know, we are beginning to ramp up video. There are no video tests this week, but we are becoming a video show starting next month. We're very excited. Now is a great time to get friends interested in the show.
Yeah! What better time than, you know, we've been hiding behind the audio this whole time. Get them in on the ground floor of video. Yeah, that'll teach them.
But honestly, the only way that we spread word about the show is through word of mouth. We don't advertise. Right. We don't do anything like that. So it really does help us out if you tell a friend about the show. So please do.